You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast. It is Tuesday, so guess what that means? That means we are keeping it real with Broncos safety Will Parks on today's episode of the show. That is the main event, so we'll save obviously that for the last part of the show. Today's episode is brought to you by Action Heat Clothing. Now, Cameron and I, we're going to talk in segment number one about the Broncos, Cleveland Browns injury report, some guys who practice, who miss practice. In segment two, obviously some transaction news around Broncos country, Broncos adding to the practice squad as well as adding to the active roster. We're going to talk about that as well. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst covering the National Football League and the Denver Broncos. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL.
And I am Cameron Parker. You guys can follow me on Twitter as well at Cameron Parker PO. As Cody said, it is the keeping it will portion, or the keeping the will episode, I should say. We're going to be talking about obviously a lot of the news and notes recently of recent. So we're going to keep you up to date on it. And we've had a few Broncos news, I should say, that happened today, Cody.
Yeah, certainly a lot of news, and we'll talk about that on today's episode of the show. We're going to jump into the injury report here for the Broncos in this contest. Coming up with the Browns short week, Broncos playing on Saturday, so that means they didn't have an off day today. They're busy working, busy grinding. That's why we have a little bit of a later episode. Will Parks was able to join me this evening, so we're getting this episode out to you a little bit later than usual. So awesome to have Will on here. Want to thank him for his time. But yeah, let's take a look at the injury report for the Broncos. Obviously, the usual suspects. They are not, you know, practicing, not able to play this week. Shaquille Barrett, Chris Harris Jr. These two guys, obviously their injuries keeping them out. Shaquille Barrett continues to be week to week, maybe eyeing a week 16 or a week 17 return. Same thing with Chris Harris, eyeing that week 17 matchup against the Chargers. The Broncos have been missing, you know, Chris Harris Jr. A lot. And I'd say it's an understatement at how much the Broncos have missed him just being on the field, being on that defensive side of the ball. Same thing with Emmanuel Sanders, who's on injured reserve for the rest of the year. But, you know, the guy that was really, we were anticipating stepping up for the Broncos, he's been banged up. He's dealing with a quad injury, and that's Cortland Sutton. You know, he only had, you know, several targets. He only had two catches last week coming off of, you know, a drop back performance from what we saw from him the previous week against Cincinnati. Now, a lot of people are giving Cortland Sutton a lot of gripe for his performance, but when you play injured, it affects you different ways. He's a young guy, like we said, he's still learning the concept of the route tree and more than just the fade route. So he's still learning, he's progressing, and he's got a tremendous ceiling. He obviously didn't participate in Tuesday's practice. They're kind of nursing that a little bit. Derek Wolfe listed in the concussion protocol. He did not participate in today's practice, so that is something we are going to continue to monitor over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast, because Derek Wolfe is a very, very pivotal piece of this Broncos defense. Cornerback Isaac Yiadom, shoulder injury. He had a shoulder separation against the 49ers. He came back and he played in that game, but really after the adrenaline wears off after a game, I have to imagine he was in quite a bit of pain, did not participate. And Nine News' Mike Kliss is reporting that Isaac Yiadom is unlikely to play in this Saturday's matchup. But there could be some good news, because Tremaine Brock, he was limited today in practice. He is expected to possibly make his return. So obviously we'll keep you guys up to date as we find out information on that, talking to some of the sources there, figuring out what's going on the injury front. And then Matt Lacoste appeared on the injury report, the shoulder injury. He was limited in practice. I think he'll be ready to go. I think he'll be good to go for the Broncos on Saturday. But if not, you have Brian Parker as well to look forward to in that matchup. And then Brandon Marshall, still, you know, he thought last week he's going to be able to give it a go. He tested the knee out. It didn't quite work for him. He is limited as well, and his status is questionable. More than likely, I think he makes his return this week, which could be a little bit of a boost for the Broncos defense, but also could attribute to maybe some rust. I don't know. He's been grinding. He's been working. It's something we'll have to see. But obviously, Josie Jewell, Todd Davis, and, you know, Joseph Jones stepping in his absence as well. And now we're going to take a quick look on the Brown side before we kind of react a little bit to this. Is a couple of the key players that we're really watching. Obviously, Philip Gaines, cornerback, you know, played for the Chiefs. Knee injury, he was limited in Tuesday's practice. But the key that Greg Williams, head coach right now, interim head coach for the Cleveland Browns, said is that Denzel Ward, who's in concussion protocol, if he doesn't practice in tomorrow, you know, go through the next phase, doesn't practice tomorrow, he said it's looking unlikely that Denzel Ward will play in this game against the Broncos on Saturday. So for the Broncos offensively, that could honestly be a huge, I wouldn't want to say advantage, but it could be a huge break for them offensively because they struggled last week offensively. Denzel Ward is a guy that the Browns picked at number four when a lot of us thought it was going to be Bradley Chubb, that the Browns pick at number four. So, you know, obviously that led to Bradley Chubb following into the laps of the Denver Broncos. We talk about that on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Broncos, crossover show with Jeff Lloyd, host of Locked On Browns. So very excited about that. So Cam, couple big, you know, obviously from the Broncos side of things, we're not surprised with who's probably going to be out this week. Obviously, it's going to be good news. Tremaine Brock probably comes back. And then if Denzel Ward can't play, that's huge for the Browns.
Yeah, and I think the largest, certainly the largest name that we have to keep an eye on is Derek Wolf. I mean, you know, there is no team of recent that has encountered a numerous amount of injuries like the Denver Broncos. It's like the plague of injuries that have affected the Los Angeles Chargers and the Green Bay Packers have now invaded the Denver Broncos with just the amount of injuries that they've had this year. And so Derek Wolf is obviously something to monitor. He did have he went into concussion protocol. So there is that certain amount of process that they have to go to before they clear him. Those are tricky things because sometimes they can last between sometimes an hour to even a few days worth. So, or even a week's worth. It just depends on the response that Derek is having. And so you just certainly hope that he's healthy come game time because you can't really lose a piece like that. You know, Adam Gotsis' name is certainly flying under the radar as far as, you know, a key contributor this year. He and Derek Wolf are very similar in some ways, but you cannot lose that key leader potentially of your defensive line like Domata Peko. So it's just you really do need guys like that, especially in against the Cleveland Browns, who are surprising a lot of people. And when they have a pretty good running game with Duke Johnson out of the backfield as a receiver, and obviously Bradley Chubb's second cousin in Nick Chubb. So it's definitely something that the Broncos do have to keep an eye on with Derek Wolf.
Yeah, and it's something that we're going to be keeping an eye on as well over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. We're going to give you an injury report on Thursday's episode of the show, our NFL pick show, as always, every single week here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. But I got to tell you guys, before we get into segment number two, taking a look at some of the transaction moves that have happened with the Broncos this week, I got to tell you about our sponsor of tonight's show, and that's Action Heat Clothing. Action Heat Clothing features the best battery heated clothing on the market, where you receive heat on demand with the touch of a single button. The clothing is safely engineered to deliver heat through heating panels, which are very similar to the ones that I have in my car seats in the morning. So guess what? When I start my car, I hit the heat button on my seats. It heats me up, and Action Heat Clothing has its same exact technology. It's very easy. It works quickly, and it keeps you warm. They're powered by a rechargeable 5-volt lithium ion battery that can last you up to 12 hours. And if you're looking for a gift for the holidays for any family or friends, you got to keep them warm with Action Heat Clothing. I am an Action Heat Clothing user. I tell you what, I love the heated socks, especially in the winter. I'm a feet guy. I don't like my feet getting too cold. So I have the Action Heat socks that keep me heated on my feet, as well as the long johns. Those are another high recommendation. So if you have a family member or a friend that works out in the outdoors in the cold during the day, surprise them with Christmas coming around the corner with Action Heat Clothing. Both Action Heat Clothing is available in men and women's styles, and we have a very, very special offer for listeners of the Locked On Broncos podcast, where you can save 20% off of your order today by going to actionheatclothing.com. actionheat.com/lockedon, and when you find something you like at checkout, just use promo code Locked On to save 20% off your order today. Action Heat Clothing, they're keeping you warm, especially when it's cold. Protect yourself, keep yourself warm with Action Heat Clothing, and tell them that we'd like to thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Broncos podcast. All right, Cam, jumping into some transactional moves for the Broncos this week. You know, obviously, last week, Emmanuel Sanders had to be placed on injured reserve. The Broncos had to make several moves this week, releasing Shamarco Thomas from the active roster. They waived him. And with that, they promoted safety Trey Marshall. Broncos coaching staff, you know, I was high on him in training camp and in the preseason. I like a lot of his intangibles. He's a hybrid type player. The Broncos have some hybrid safeties like Sua Cravens, Will Parks, Justin Simmons, and now with Trey Marshall. Trey Marshall's a young guy, very instinctual. He does a good job. He's a technician as well. You see a lot of those types of guys in the National Football League, and Will Parks, we talk with him about that as well a little bit later on in the show, just about the dynamic things. And Trey Marshall's very involved in the community with the Denver Broncos, so he gets promoted to the active roster. We're going to see him contribute a lot on special teams on Saturday, and you never know. He could get some defensive snaps there, but the Broncos coaching staff, from what I'm told, is very high on Trey Marshall, so this is big news for him. And to fill his spot on the practice squad, Cam, there's a former Colorado connection here, and it's a wide receiver by the name of Shea Fields. I know you're a CU guy, you know, local Colorado football. We've seen kind of the pipeline feeding into the National Football League for some of these guys. Shea Fields joins the Broncos practice squad. And he's a nice little prospect because at his career in Colorado, he had 194 passes for 2,500 yards, 21 touchdowns. He's got some production in him. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I think for at least Bronco fans that are CU fans, are absolutely going to love this move. You know, he's a little bit bigger than an Isaiah McKenzie, but he's flashy. He can make a lot of splash plays. But, you know, you certainly wonder with the recent production that we're seeing from Isaiah McKenzie, that are the Denver Broncos sort of second-guessing what they had in Isaiah McKenzie as a potential offensive weapon, seeing what he's doing in Buffalo. And now they're sort of venturing out and getting that type of player with a guy like a Shea Fields. Now, the one thing you certainly do look at is the size. Now, granted, you know, we go back to the Trenton Holiday years and how he was so small but electric with the ball in his hands. And Isaiah McKenzie was bigger, a little bit taller. Shea Fields is obviously much bigger and a little bit in that regard, but also quicker too. And I think that it'll be a very interesting complement if the Broncos can find ways to utilize him in future seasons, because he is on the practice squad. So it is something too that you do have to monitor, is that is he just a camp body? Is he just that type of guy that, you know, they certainly want to feel comfortable with? Because that at this point in the year, you know, we always see at times where a move is made and it's unfortunate. I mean, look recently with CJ Anderson recently, and this is not a practice squad situation, for instance, but he signed a week ago. And now the Oakland Raiders recently released him. So it's an unpredictable situation. You don't know, is he truly in the future plans? But I think that Shea Fields definitely adds something of intrinsic value for the Denver Broncos offense. Now, I think, you know, quickly, we're talking about Courtland Sutton. People need to lay off of him. They need to lay off of Courtland Sutton. He had one bad game. And it doesn't, and this has been my gripe with a lot of the Demaryius Thomas people that have been out there. You know, he had one bad game, and all of a sudden you guys are ripping him apart because he had one bad game. I mean, it's like, you know, I realize that the rookies are playing at a very high level, but they don't say that a player is going to hit a rookie wall for nothing. And he had a really bad game against the, you know, San Francisco 49ers. I mean, he was also injured. I mean, do people forget that? I mean, it's just like he was injured for half the entire game. So, I mean, like, he couldn't necessarily contribute with his thigh injury, you know, as much as it could. And now, granted, I think you were touching a little bit on his route tree. Absolutely. You know, and he certainly at this point does need to learn the route tree. But it's like, are you guys expecting an instant result from week one to week two to week three to week four? It's like, you know, this is a very gradual process. I mean, look at Demaryius Thomas. It was a gradual process with him learning his route tree. He had a blessing, obviously, with Peyton Manning, but it's just, you know, it's just that frustrating thing with a lot of fans, and in particular with Courtland Sutton. They have to understand that it was just one bad game.
Yeah, he's a rookie too. He'll be fine. I'm not worried about Courtland Sutton. We've seen his ceiling. We know exactly what he can contribute. You got all these people on Twitter talking about, well, there's something going on with him mentally. He's a rookie. He will be fine. It's just everybody is in panic mode. Everybody's in doom and gloom, and we're never going to bring that doom and gloom vibe here to Lockdown Broncos. We're never going to do that. We're going to always keep it neutral ground, so we might be your neutral zone infraction, but we're not going to keep it doomy or gloomy. We're not going to keep it overly happy, go cheery. We're going to keep it real. We're going to be honest. We're going to give you real takes, objective takes. But yeah, Courtland Sutton's going to be fine. I think people just need to relax a little bit. But obviously, coming up next, our main event of tonight's episode, Will Parks joins us for Keeping It Will. Very excited about that as well. But before we jump into that, guys, you got to check out Locked On NFL Net on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, on Locked On NFL Net, you get all of the Locked On Podcast Network's local hosts covering their NFL team on one single feed. This is amazing for live in-game tweeting, anytime there's breaking news, or just to get the local perspective. And on Instagram, Locked On NFL Net is giving you the biggest stories in just 1 minute on your Instagram story feed, and longer cuts of the biggest stories on your feeds as well. So make sure you follow Locked On NFL Net on both Twitter and Instagram today.
All day to throw, going end zone, and he is intercepted by Will Parks. Will Parks with the pick.
It's time for Keeping It Will with Will Parks on Locked On Broncos, your team every day.
And once again, we are Keeping It Will over here at Locked On Broncos. I'm joined by Broncos safety Will Parks. This is the Will Parks Show, essentially, here on Tuesdays on the Locked On Podcast Network. Very excited to have Will here today. Will, how you doing, my man?
Yeah, it's my show. Appreciate that. No, I'm just saying, hey, what's going on, Cody?
Not too much, man. Just a busy week, obviously, for you guys. Short week, turnaround, coming off from a Sunday game to a Saturday game. It's almost like there's no break. And you know, this is one of the busiest times in the National Football League, so a lot of preparation from then till now. I'm not going to spend too much time on Saturday's game. Obviously, a tough game, you know. A lot of resiliency, climbing back into it, adjusting, finding ways. But you know it as well as I do. We talked about it last week that, you know, short-term, you got to have short-term memory. Even playing DB, you got to have a short-term memory. You know, you got to learn, you got to adjust, and you got to keep grinding. And the laser focus is on to Cincinnati. So before, I mean, we get to Cleveland's matchup, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about before that 49ers game. You had a chance to play catch with a young man in the stands, brought him out on the field. That it looked like it made his day. How was that for you? I mean, that I just could only imagine being a little kid and being called to play catch with a player on Sunday. That was just awesome of you.
Yeah, not man, that's just me. Just seeing the kid in the audience and grabbing them and you know, giving them a chance to smile. You know, plain and simple, easy as that. I think that you know, is vital, especially before a game, man. You know, that can be sort of like a good luck charm. You know, just you know, throwing a ball with some kids. And I've been doing that for the last I want to say like 3 or 4 weeks, man. And it's fun, you know, just throwing it with kids and you know, giving them some joy, some happiness. You know, not just showing up to the game, but showing up not knowing that somebody's going to throw them the ball. That's kind of how I take it.
It's really definitely, you know, I'm sure that the kid's going to remember that for a long time. Obviously, doing a lot of things in the community. You continue to make a very positive impact here. We'll talk a little bit of football here. Tough matchup coming up this week. You got an exciting opponent coming into town, Broncos Stadium, Mile High. This Saturday, the Cleveland Browns come to town. And really, from a matchup standpoint, you know, you see a lot of different looks. You see a lot of different players year in and year out. It's no secret. You're used to it. But a guy like Baker Mayfield, just a quarterback who, you know, last year was in college in the Rose Bowl, was, you know, putting up big numbers, Heisman winner, coming into town with the Browns and just some of the weapons that they have with Jarvis Landry, David Njoku as well. For you guys, especially you defensively, how do you kind of game plan for a guy that has the ability to not only throw the football, but to be able to run it as well?
Man, we've been playing guys like that all year. You know, Deshaun Watson and, you know, Russell Wilson. And that's kind of who, you know, remind me of Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield. Obviously, everybody knows he's a big-time morale guy. You know, he's hype and energetic, and that's kind of what you look forward to in the quarterback. And, you know, so, you know, he's a great player. Should be a great player in this league for years to come. And, you know, definitely has a bright future. But, I'm here to take the ball away from, you know, I'm here to win a game for the Broncos. And, you know, that's the only guy I focus on, man. On film, Baker look good, but I'm focused on the Broncos, man, and getting the ball from my teammates, you know, each and every play. I think that's key to, you know, winning in December, just really, really, really focusing on yourself. And when you focus on yourself, you're not doing nothing but helping your teammates out, because you're doing everything that you have to do, you know, for those guys, so that on Sundays or Saturday night, in this instance, you know, you can go out there and give it all you got, and knowing that you prepared, the will to prepare is just important, the will to win. And, that's the biggest thing, that happens. So, that's what I can focus on right now, man.
And, it's going to be an exhilarating matchup. I thought, we talked about just how much of a technician you were last week, just as a football player, technique, being in position is one thing that you've done very well. And because of that, we've seen a lot of different looks out of you, obviously lining up back in, a middle third or a quarters coverage, playing deep as well as playing those hook routes. But as well, you will blitz the quarterback occasionally. And we saw you dial up the pressure this past weekend and absolutely put the hurt on Nick Mullins at quarterback. Back, just being dynamic enough. I mean, we saw this from you in the preseason as well. It's no secret. You're kind of like the Swiss Army knife. You have the ability to do a lot of different things. What do you feel like that adds to the value of the defense? Because I feel like all around versatility wise, you guys have a lot of flexibility just as a defense.
Yes, sir. I think the biggest thing, number one, especially the coaches, the coaches being able to find guys like us that can play in numerous spots, and the system that requires that. It's kudos to those guys, man. And for a player of my caliber to get picked up, by some coaches, that obviously at one day they're gonna have to trust me, and I'm gonna have to trust them, and they're gonna have to believe in me to go out there and make plays in that type of system, and being able to play versatile, man, all over the field, man. It's a testament to you as a person, just as well as you as a player. Just being able to have the free access to line up almost anywhere on the field, it's a great feeling, just knowing that, you can go on the field and guys not know where you're going to line up at, and at some point in your career that they're going to have to really account for you, man. It's just fighting, just to feel that energy. But it's also good when you feel that pressure. I want to be pressured as a player. I want to be on a best player at the end of the game. That's the thing that I like to do, and we have a lot of guys like that. So when you have a group of guys like that, it speaks volume, on you guys as a team.
And, we look at just I would say in your NFL career, you've experienced highs, you've experienced lows as a player, as a team. And one thing I really would like to applaud is despite, I know you guys as players pay attention to this sometimes. Well, you don't really choose to pay too much attention to it, but you guys hear a lot of just outside noise, all that window dressing. But really, you guys have done a phenomenal job sticking together. I mean, I haven't, based on watching you the last couple of years, is watching this team, just the team bond. I mean, you guys are getting together outside of practice, outside of meetings, outside of games and traveling. You guys are all spending time together doing community events as well as just hanging out with each other. It's really a true testament that we look at the business side of the National Football League, and certainly, yeah, there's a business element to it, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's a brotherhood. We talk about that all the time in football. I mean, even from being in high school football, college football, it's a brotherhood, and you guys continue to embody that. You stick together despite all the outside noise. That's one thing I really want to applaud you guys on. You guys have done a phenomenal job with that. And what's it like? Because, you just got done doing a couple things. Obviously, spending time with Chris Harris's event, obviously Holiday with the Harrises. That was an awesome feature and event that you had to attend to. What was that like?
Well, first off, Chris, people don't know Chris do a lot of things for a lot of kids. And, that's unheard of, for a Pro Bowl guy, all pro guy, just to be in a community like that. Yeah, you have a lot of guys that do that, and they're being recognized for it now. But Chris been doing it at an all-time high level, ever since he's been in career, in the league. So he's been in the league for 8 years. He's been doing it for 8 years strong, so that's a testament to him. But for me, man, I'm always be at the Harrises with the holidays with the Harrises every year for as long as I'm here. I'll be there. I mean, that's a great event. And it brings out a lot of teammates and a lot of group bonding, how you said it, man. And it's vital, especially in December, man. November, December, man, you should start to do that because it'll bring, some togetherness and trust and some people being able to be account on each other and rely on one another. When one guy has a bad play or a bad day, you pick them up. You don't act negative towards them. And when they make plays, you don't do nothing but applaud them and tell them to do it again. I think that a lot of things that, my teammates did this year, man, it was awesome. It was awesome. And not just Chris, man, Ron and Stu and Roby and Jay, man, I can go all the way down the line, all the way down to freaking Trey Marshall, man. It's, the whole team they're big on giving back, and it's unheard of, man. It's a blessing to have guys like that, you know, in your corner. So, you know, it can't do nothing but grow up from there.
Yeah, and it really does go to show that, you know, the platform you guys have can change the lives for, I mean, it's something that can change lives for a lifetime, you know, and I think you guys are doing a really good job of that. You know, speaking of the holiday with the Harrises, you also got to attend the Children's Hospital in Denver as part of Build a Bear. That was just another exciting thing. You got together with D. Stu and obviously Justin Simmons, and just going back and visiting that, it always kind of puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. You know, you see little infant babies, man, and hooked up to wires, man. That's not cool, man. So, you know, it's not cool. It's not a sight that anyone should go through, anyone should see. It's not a feeling that anyone should have. You know, I don't think anyone should go through that. But, you know, obviously people have problems, and sometimes they have problems that they're not in control of, you know. So it put a lot of things in perspective, man. It humbles me every time I do things, not just going to Children's Hospital, just giving back, period, man. I'm always humbled by that. Like, you know, if I go broke giving back, I don't care. You know, I'm not gonna go broke for nothing else, but if I go broke giving back, then I really wouldn't care, you know. So and like I said, man, I don't do this for the rewards, and neither does my teammates, man. Everyone does it out of the kindness of their heart. The Broncos are very huge on giving back, which a lot of people should know that the Broncos are very, 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 like, that's one of their number one priorities here as an organization, and where towards the other places, it isn't, you know. So it's God. That's all God. It ain't nothing else but God.
Well, it's absolutely fun to watch you. Obviously, you just grow as a player over the years. But I think, you know, one thing that fans have really liked, and I got a lot of great feedback from when we did this last week, is they got to see a different side of Will Parks. You know, everyone knows Will Parks, the football player, but some of the causes you're giving back to, some of the things you're doing in the community. And you know, one thing, too, is I don't think a lot of people talk about this. I mean, I'm always seeing it. I know the Broncos Twitter handle's always seeing it. You're always posting it. But you are the type of guy that loves to just have a good time. You know, you're dancing, you're getting ready, you're just in the mood. 24/7, man. Yeah. What's that like, you know, just going into that, just being loose and being free? It sounds like you're all ready to go.
That's all it is. I'm loose and I'm out there having fun, man. I'm out there dapping it up with my coach before the game. All my coaches, I'm out there, you know, going crazy when the music turned on, when we warming up for the game, man. I ain't doing nothing but being ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to go, you know. So I'm just, that's me. That's not me on football day. That's me right now. You know, I'm pretty sure if I wasn't having this talk, you know, with you, I'd probably be, after I turn my fireplace off, you know, it's actually, I need to turn it on, you know, I'll probably be in the crib listening to music, watching film, you know, just being geek, man. It's just, you know, when you play the game, I'm not just out there by myself, you know. Now, I train like I suck, you know. I train like I suck. I'm actually about to work out here an hour and a half, and I just had practice today, but I'm only doing that because it just helps me, you know. It helps me. I'm ready for tomorrow. Like, I worked out. Oh yeah, I'm 5 steps ahead of my opponent. He ain't doing this, you know. So all that stuff, I be dancing and all that. I do all that because throughout the week and throughout the years, you know, I've been through a whole lot of things, and for me to, you know, be able to step between those white lines on the highest stage in the world, you know, man, it's a blessing, but it's also a testament to you just staying focused.
And that's your key word, man. You know, I'd say focus has been the key word, and it's consistent. You could tell just your level of preparation. You know, I get to see all these pre-games where you guys are in the tunnel, the music's pumping up, you guys are getting ready to run out there. I don't know who's more hype, you or me. I'm sitting there watching it, my heart's pumping. I can only imagine what it's like to run out to 67,000 fans and just to create just the music and everything like that, man. So you guys have a very tight bond. Obviously, a short turnaround this week. Browns coming into town. You know, a lot of work. Obviously, practice, you mentioned you got to work out here in about an hour and a half. So, you know, the work never stops. The grind never ends. And we've talked about that. But one thing I want to talk before I let you go here is you've launched a YouTube channel as a kind of a behind-the-scenes way of fans being able to see all the other things that you're doing. Well, tell me about that channel a little bit and how, obviously, listeners of Lockdown Broncos can follow it and subscribe.
Oh man, well, you know, first off, you know, appreciate everybody for listening and everything like that. But for the ones who are, you know, who do tune in each and every week, man, it's just a way for me to just, you know, show a little bit of what I do off the field, on off days, and my off days aren't really off. I always, you know, go see kids, or I'm always working out and doing things to get myself better as a player and as a person. So, you know, it's basically what it is, you know, how you see me as a player on the field. But I'm launching something with behind the scenes of, you know, some things that I do. Not everything isn't on there, but, you know, just, you know, the whole basis of, you know, the big things that I do that help me, you know, be at my best performance on Sundays, man. So, yeah, you know, that's basically what it is, you know, from, you know, eating right and, you know, working out and seeing kids and being with, you know, people that, you know, look out for me here each and every day out in Denver, my assistant Jerry English, and you know, my sisters and everything like that, man. And it's awesome, man. It's something that, you know, that I think that people can get a different side of you as a person. I think that you get more of a respected platform just as well as a player platform when you do things like that. And I don't let it get in the way of my football at all, so I don't post or I don't, you know, record a lot of the times. But, you know, we try to get it out just to give fans a different side of me.
And that's what it's all about, because at the end of the day, you guys are human beings first, and I think sometimes that gets lost amongst, you know, the competition nature of sport. A lot of people don't view professional athletes as people, which is, that's got to change, and I think doing the YouTube channel, some of the behind-the-scenes things, kind of makes that more real, that you guys are human beings first. You guys have a lot of great involvements, and you're doing a lot of things that, you know, promote positive change. So I love that stuff. I appreciate it. It's always something I like to see and be part of. If you guys that are listening into Locked On Broncos right now, you ever want to follow, I mean, you guys should already be following Will Parks on Twitter. If you're not already following him, you can follow him at PhillyWill11. If you're not doing that, you need to do that right now, because every single Tuesday here on Locked On Broncos, we're going to be keeping it Will, and we've been keeping it Will today. And Will, obviously, Saturday game fast approaching, a lot of work to do between here and there. Laser focus on to Cleveland.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Cody. You the GOAT.